This is VOA News. We have remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. prosecutors have charged six Russian military intelligence officers in connection with a global computer malware campaign that struck the 2017 French presidential election and the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea, among other targets. Head of the U.S. Justice Department's National Security Division, John Demers, called the cyber campaign, quote, the most disruptive and destructive series of computer attacks ever attributed to a single group. The Justice Department said the six hackers, all officers of the Russian military intelligence service known as GRU, targeted government and other entities in the United States, Ukraine, Georgia, and Britain, as well as France and South Korea. The Justice Department had previously indicted GRU officers with hacking Democratic emails during the 2016 presidential election. The latest charges do not allege election interference on the part of the GRU. The six defendants face charges of conspiracy, computer hacking, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and false registration of a domain name. U.S. lawmakers are running out of time to pass a second massive round of aid addressing the economic and health crises caused by the coronavirus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was to speak with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin today ahead of a self-imposed 48-hour deadline to reach a deal before Election Day on November 3rd if the White House and Democratic Majority House of Representatives cannot reach an agreement by Tuesday. The next opportunity for negotiations on aid will come during a lame duck session of Congress in November and December. On Sunday, Speaker Pelosi told ABC that the Trump administration had removed key language from the legislation that laid out testing and tracing strategies. VOA News.